Hello, you gorgeous gamers, gals, and guys. Welcome back to the Esports Rewind Podcast. Another crazy week. I know I say it every single week. Hello, Zane. You're looking... I know audio listeners can't see what I'm seeing. You're looking snazzy. I just noticed it now.
Just because I have a button up on, Jake's like, ah, yeah, Zane's really stepping his game up.
That's crazy. I don't get the chance to wear button up. Oh, man. You're reminding me of like pre-pandemic times. Oh,
it's not like we don't have a dress code here.
We're going out for drinks. Oh, yeah,
if only, right? Hit up Parkway like the good old days.
Oh, man. But it, obviously, yet again, another hectic week here in gaming. So if you're ready, shall we hit him off with some?
By all means, let's do it.
All right, let's run it, folks. Hope you all enjoy. Let's get it. And Xanifer, let me run off a list for you for this first topic because, man, oh, man, when this comes to fruition in 2023, I'm really, really hoping that we're still here and we're looking at a giant new world. We can look back on these days and be like, man, what a time to be alive.
Yeah. Wasn't it wild when we didn't have flying cars?
Yeah. And wasn't
and when
it wild
still existed?
When we didn't have esports cities.
Oh,
our
yeah,
first
right.
talk today, we're going to be talking about FaZe Clan has a mansion or compound worth around what they say 30 million. 100 Thieves, their cash out compound, 35 million. Shortly after TSM announced their facility, $50 million. And just this past week, parent company, that Supergen of Edward Gaming, who will now also have an office slash seems to be semi facility inside, will now be a $1.5 billion city, which is going to be based in Shanghai, of course, where else, and be called the Esports City, which I know it's going to be overseen,
insane.
But it's just crazy to think this is actually a thing.
Yeah, right. And real quick, question has popped into my mind, and forgive my, you know, lack of knowledge on this front, but do we have sports cities? Is that a thing? I know,
you know,
we have Olympic.
That's actually
venues.
A really good question because I didn't even think about that. I don't I think your carryover would be stadiums. So
yeah, but that's like such like a smaller scale thing than saying, hey, we're gonna have this entire city, billions of dollars, people are gonna live here, they're gonna just game here all the time,
work here like constantly, visit here all the time. They say 300 plus events a year, 10,000 plus daily visitors. I do agree with you. When it comes time for price range, though, you think about sports stadiums being somewhere near this. This is actually more expensive than a lot of them.
Most of them, I'd argue.
It's actually insane. And yeah, it's certainly a weird thing to realize. I'm going to speak out of my butt here. It's going to be 500,000 square meters. I want to say that's probably bigger than your average stadium. So it's weird it's weird that Shanghai's like, you know what, this is the future, and they've already broken ground, so it seems to be a very, very much a thing. This is not just a headline. This is going to happen, and so by 2023, maybe you and me and the team can fly out to Shanghai.
Hey, we'll go for a tour. You know, Shanghai's dope. Yeah, China's great. I've actually spent like a month there. Like,
I don't
some time
doubt
back.
This at
yeah,
all.
It's a sick place.
Frick our Esports Talk office tour. 2023 Shanghai Esports City Tour.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Like a 5-hour long video.
I'm excited either way.
All right. You started off this podcast like you start many podcasts by saying it's been a crazy week in
esports
and gaming.
This is my default. Yeah. Right?
It's like, you know, you got that in your back pocket. That's the preset.
Yep.
You whip it out. Yeah, we press record. Hey, crazy week in esports and gaming, guys.
Oh, freak.
But anyway, it's been an even crazier week than normal because, we actually have the real world coming in and interfering with esports and gaming a little bit. As just this week in the United States, we had a little bit of a riot. Some people are calling it an attempted coup on the U.S. Capitol building, as we had several people attempt to break in protest of Biden being elected president.
And a few more succeed to break in.
Yeah. Unfortunately, didn't really pan out too great for some of them. What I would like to speak about in particular, though, is Twitch's response in the wake of this, as Twitch has decided to remove the PogChamp emote, as the man behind the emote, Gutex, have made some rather concerning tweets around this event.
Yeah, Twitch in their statement saying that Gutex, the man, the face behind PogChamp, and now have actually further added updates about WeirdChamp and I believe PogU or something around those lines. Three variations now with his face have been removed from the platform because of what they claim him inciting violence during these crazy, what some people might call attacks on the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, I'd like to read what he said very briefly, at least a part of what he said, probably the most incendiary bit. Gutex said, Will there be civil unrest for the woman who was executed inside the Capitol today, or will MAGA martyr die in vain? For those of you who are not aware, a woman got in the Capitol after being tried to after the police tried to keep her outside, and unfortunately she wound up getting shot and passed away later. And he was tweeting about that, and it's really not the time to really promote that type of thing. And this is a very surprising response from Twitch, because as we mentioned earlier this week, they're not usually as on top of responding to events like this. But I think this is definitely an easier one for them to make a call on, because unfortunately Gutex has been very problematic in recent years, very heavy on COVID conspiracy theories in the past year or so, and largely ostracized by his community.
Yeah, and Twitch has made these kind of things before, I believe, in the past, whether it be just not allowing some emotes to be made, or of course some words and phrases and or images cannot be used to make emotes in the first place. So I think it was only a matter of time before one creator out there maybe took things too far. You know, if Doc, I don't know if Doc actually has his own emotes where he is pictured, you know, maybe since they permanently ban him, they eventually take those away, or something more controversial, right? Let's, God forbid, let's say the most extreme example, a Twitch streamer who has an emote of their face goes out and murders someone. Obviously, Twitch is not going to want that face spread around the entire platform when they're tied to such a crazy, terrible crime.
Of course. And the question is, though, where do we go from here? Because PogChamp is such like, that's become part of just how esports people talk to each other in streaming and gaming people. People just say Pog, or they say PogChamp like constantly.
Yeah, which
different variants of
it. I was
it,
never
like,
a fan of. So
neither,
it's not,
neither am I.
But I know really, a lot of people listening are a fan of, right? Mm. I mean, you literally have streamers who can't say a single sentence without going Pog.
No,
Poggers.
Yeah, yeah. They see like the slightest thing that's like mildly interesting. They're like, oh, dope, Pog.
It's like, I mean, I got friends back home who can't even text me without saying Pog. So it's obviously become, like you said, I know we joke about it. I know it's weird, but it's become a part of the culture. And so I think actually as of recording, Twitch has now made an announcement of a solution, which will be every 24 hours to rotate a PogChamp face. So a different face behind the emote. And I think now it's only a matter of time before one of those faces has done something controversial.
And then they get removed from the rotation and nobody notices, though.
Yeah.
Twitch doesn't even have to say anything.
I don't think
they
it'll be that
them.
Bad. Yeah. So I think this is a decent solution. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't really know what else there would be.
It's probably the best way to handle it.
It's better
to be
than removing it entirely.
Yeah.
I like that Twitch is trying to appease the sides. I understand the frustration, though, that Twitch's response on this was so fast and lackluster elsewhere. But at this point, it's what you kind of expect of a platform like Twitch.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think this is a good move for a variety of reasons. I've seen some people saying that, hey, they should get rid of the term overall, considering the person behind it.
I don't think so.
But hey, there's another factor to consider here. Gutex hates PogChamp, because it's never brought him any notoriety or success, really.
So we want to leave it in, right?
Of course.
Him? Or?
Yeah, yeah, despite him. Yeah, frick Gutex. Yeah.
I'll be more of a neutral. Yeah, I really, it's just, you know. I like how Twitch responded on this matter alone. I hope they can only be this progressive in other issues as well.
Hey, first big W of 2021.
Yeah.
It can only go downhill from here.
Yeah, and speak of that, next story. And speak of the devil in Twitch, it's really an unfortunate case, especially as this seems to be picking up throughout the latter part of 2020 into 2021. And of course, not Twitch's fault, but that being a swatting issue and certainly seen a spark and a return. It was actually late 2020. We saw Tfue deal with this in a supposed swatting. It's always really chilling to hear these kind of clips where you hear officers either knocking down doors or, you know, kicking in doors and saying, everyone out, hands up. It's a terrifying moment that can also result in tragedy. Luckily, has not in these past three cases, but certainly throughout 2020, it was very apparent that Twitch had a stalking issue. And it's still a lingering issue, and I think we'll revisit on that probably later this year. And now it's also clear that Twitch, again, has a swatting issue as it's somehow taken popularity again. Tfue had it, then a TSM pro known as Imperial had it, and then within the same week, a different TSM pro, that being achieved for their R6 team, has now also been swatted. In his case, even more so unfortunate because the person who was swatting was in the chat and then actually swatted him live while still in the chat. Turns out it was his parents' home as well. Luckily, in all three of these cases, no one was harmed. It's just, to me, Zan, it's so, I can't imagine being this angry or this ill in the head to do these kind of things.
Yeah, for real, because that's like, that is such, and I do
it's
very
extreme.
Much.
Extreme.
I do realize I'm a little biased here. I'm going to dip my toes into something mildly political for a second, right? I'm a black man living in America. A cop shows up at my door. I think I'm going to die. That's literally the thought that will go through my head. this is like sending a hit out on somebody, is calling the cops on them for no good reason, you know, especially when it's a swatting case, when they usually say, hey, this person is armed or they're dangerous or they've kidnapped somebody, like they make up all these excuses.
Yeah, yeah. I love that perspective, because no matter the case, you are putting the life of that streamer in the hands of the officer and the way they respond.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, we are well aware throughout 2020 and a long, long time, that not every officer responds the same way.
Yeah, there's a lot of cops out there. You can't trust all of them to be good.
And I don't think that's a thought that goes through a lot of these crazy minds that somehow can go through with this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that none of them are truly thinking about the real consequences.
Hopefully not.
That someone's life could be over because you made some sort of prank job. And we've had a story back, I believe, in 2020 as well. Tyler Barris, mm-hmm. now serving a long, long time prison sentence because someone died because of his actions. And so it's just crazy. This is actually still a reoccurring thing. And it's obviously difficult to talk about as well. But luckily, in these cases, no one has been harmed. And I just don't know of a solution. I think the more these things do happen, luckily, the more that local officers and law enforcement are aware of the issues, the better they can handle them. Because I don't think this is going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think we're already starting to see a little bit of that. In the past, we've reported on how there's one woman who was swatted twice in a row, and she came into the police station to say, hey, why are you guys still coming back? She recognized one of the officers and was like, what are you? I just saw you. You know nothing's going on here.
Yeah.
But just in this past week with the Imperial High situation, the officers showed up. They had a good idea of what was going on. They handled it very professionally. So hopefully we'll see more of a trend on that. Maybe we'll see more training for police on how to handle this type of thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see some additional measures by Twitch to help protect like the identities of people and their locations.
Or try and identify those that maybe are doing this. Yeah. But again, that's a very difficult thing.
Very, very difficult.
So yeah, in this particular case, the last one for Achieved, I believe someone actually in the chat had been threatening this. So if there's a way to somehow backtrack that, we will find out. And punishments certainly would be deserved, in my opinion. So we will see if this issue is going to keep on going in 2021. Just crazy, stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, after some darker stories, Jake, let's have some fun.
Yay!
With this last one. Something a little bit, I got a good chuckle out of, as weird as it is. So apparently, there is a major issue facing the Overwatch community right now.
Oh, no.
Catfishing.
Yo, my God. This was so overseen, it's not even funny, dude.
Yeah,
I've never even had the thought cross my mind until I saw this pop up in my timeline.
Right? Same here, which is kind of weird that it didn't.
I know. Like, you'd think it'd be something that would go kind of semi-viral. Of,
yeah,
like,
right.
Of all people, sorry, you should, it's
no,
your
yeah,
story.
Okay, yeah.
Got excited.
So basic broad strokes, TLDR for everybody listening out there. So this comes to us from Overwatch League Pro. Let me make sure I try
Sanguine?
To pronounce Sanguinar.
Yeah,
I think I hope I pronounced that correctly,
yeah.
Or at least close to correctly. I tried. Basically, so he reported that he had been told that somebody was using his pictures to catfish fans to date them via Snapchat. Not just him either, though. They also used pictures of Choi, Sewan, and Kara to do the same thing, which is. In a way, I look at this and go, wow, esports is here where you can really
esports
pros.
My first thought is, you know, there's a lot of people you can impersonate. I've been, hey, you know me. I've been on plenty of dating apps, okay?
Oh, of course. I was going to ask. You know, I was like, my other lead into this was like, okay, Jake, how many pictures of yourself have you found on Tinder?
Zero. What if this story was me? Like, what if I was trying to get a girlfriend and I was impersonating Overwatch pros and we're like, oh, shoot.
The conversation would start very differently. This would be an intervention.
I was like, we shouldn't talk about this story. But in all seriousness.
Like, kicking you under the tables and shut
the frick up. But in all seriousness, though, it's crazy because there are so many people you can impersonate.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself, from seeing the female side, have certainly seen actresses, some explicit video stars, people that clearly are not those people on these dating apps. They're clearly faked, right?
Right, right.
And you know, the description's always like, do you recognize me? And I'm like, yeah. And so obviously there are so many people you can impersonate. To me, it's so funny that of all the people you can fake be on dating apps, people are now choosing gamers and Overwatch League pros.
Yeah, I didn't think Overwatch would be the first place I saw this.
Yeah.
Of all things. I thought it would be something like COD, maybe.
Like, I don't know. Do I want to name
League?
Do I name names? Because then I'm naming like who I think is either the most popular or the most attractive faces.
Faker. Why are we not seeing this with Faker all the time? 100%,
right? It'd be the Fakers. I would even throw, like, what? Would you? Well, you can't throw a married man in there, so I won't say Nikki Merckx.
You can't throw anybody who has, like, an obvious relationship out there.
I think Tfue's out there. Yeah, you can't do Ninja, Nikki Merckx, Tim the Tat Man.
Nadeshot can't do that.
No, I would do Tfue. Maybe XQC, because he's just one of the biggest names out there. Mm-hmm. Now we're kind of getting into Freakazoid.
Now we're talking. Who has a relationship right now?
Who is the hottest? But seriously,
hottest
though.
Esports stars of 2020. Leave your thoughts in the comments below, folks.
Dude, we all. Never mind. I won't dive too deep. But yes, it is such a funny story. Hopefully, this one will actually. I want to do this for a highlight video on the channel because I love when we react to this kind of stuff. Let's leave it on a question, okay? If there was an esports star, gamer, streamer, pro, player, you guys don't do it. I'm not going to advise that, but that you guys think would be the most effective in impersonating on these apps.
I low-key had like a really awful great idea.
Oh no.
What if?
Leave a comment down below who it would be.
What if we hopped on Tinder, right? Made a bunch of different accounts, different pros, tried to see who gets the most.
This sounds like some FaZe Clan type video.
Oh, absolutely, which is why I would pull mad views.
I impersonated 15 different FaZe members on Tinder. Here's what happened. Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Dude.
That would be the title too. Like 100%.
It would take so much work. Yeah. We'll figure it out, guys. Overwatch pros being used to catfish. Who would have thought? 2021, here we freaking are. As per usual, we hope you guys all enjoy the Esports Rewind podcast. I thought that was a good one to kick off the year with. Is this our second one of the year? Woo! Golly!
I'm still feeling a little rusty, not going to lie.
I think we'll get there, though. It's been a kind of a wild time in and out of the office and definitely getting back in the hit of things with Respawn Recap and Esports Rewind. So we're slowly getting there. As per usual, hope you're not too rusty to hit him with a good old outro.
Yo, never.
Because that's your job.
Yeah, okay. As always, folks, thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to listen to the Esports Rewind podcast, that's us, by the way, on iTunes, Spotify, on the go, on your phone, really anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're part of the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network, so just type in PREDICTION, and you can find us right there alongside a lot of other fantastic esports and gaming podcasts, so by all means, go check us out. Shout out to all of our audio and TV listeners and viewers as well.
Canada!
Really appreciate y'all tuning in. if you'd like some daily esports news content from us, you can find us on Esports Talk on YouTube, as well as Instagram at @talk_esports and Twitter at esports. Did that in reverse.
Rusty, dog.
Rusty. It's the rust. I'm shaking it off.
Hey, you're going to have more social medias to call out in the future. So
ain't that the truth?
I feel for you. That last one.
Yeah, Twitter is @talk_esports.
Don't miss it.
Instagram is @esports_talk. One of these days we'll get
everything
the right handles. Will be like in line, so I don't have to say out like 50 different handles. But thank you for 20,000 followers on Twitter. That's been great to see. Welcome our newest member of the team, Hunter. Yeah, he's fitting in real great around here. I'm glad to see you guys are enjoying his content so far. And you know what? I can't wait for our next podcast.
Yeah, should be a fun time. We hope you guys all enjoy. Same time, same day, every single week. We'll catch you guys back here in the next one. Take care.